Hey y'all, welcome to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances. For now, this is not a conversation about romantic relationships because we are minding our own business. That's right, for trust and belief. Once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me, I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your sweet tea, or whatever it is you're sipping on these days, child. And let's chat. While you're at it, go ahead and add us to your playlist. Today, we're talking about doing right versus being right. Before we get started, let's get a few definitions under our belt. You know what I always say, it's better to come from a place of knowledge than speculation. Knowledge, of course, being to know the ledge, which is the edge of the devil's pit, so don't fall off. Okay, just a little NGE flex there, inside joke. If you know, you know. But really, knowledge is defined as light, and light certainly is that which allows us to see in darkness. Okay, I'm sorry. I get like that with certain terms. It's right and exact, but you might be more familiar with the definition of knowledge that says it's an awareness or familiarity gained by experience of a fact or situation. Speculation is the forming of a theory or conjecture without firm evidence. This is why I use the actual definition in our chats, because I want us to come from a solid place of fact, not theory. Right is defined as, oh man, this is another one of my favorites. Right is defined as that which is morally correct, just, or honorable. But we also know right to be a double entendre, which basically means it has two interpretations, because right is also a position. Today we'll be using both forms, one being morally correct, and the other as the position right. Some will argue that right is relative, because if we were looking into a mirror, my left is actually my right, right? Okay, such is life. When you are inside a situation, it is oftentimes difficult to see what's right. That's why we have to default to doing right. Not following? Okay, let's start from an example. If you and I are looking at a mirror and I am given the command to raise my right hand, if you were only able to see my reflection, you would say it was my left hand. So to be right in your eyes, would I raise my left hand? Would I argue to prove the point? No. And to argue would be a waste of time. It would be easier to just say, you see it how you see it, but I know what I am doing. Bring in this scenario closer to home, where a person's stance on an issue will determine how they see right. Don't waste your time trying to convince them, because you're trying to do right. Once they shift their perspective, it will all sort itself out. Today's culture is like that. Everyone wants validation for being right, but they are slow moving when it comes to doing right. The big culprit in this is linked to what we spoke about last week, name it. Everyone is self-diagnosing to absolve themselves of responsibility to do right. There are people who receive diagnoses, and instead of using the name to do right, they use it as validation to be right. I see the grimaces on your face, neighbor. Here's an example of what I mean. Say, for instance, you diagnosed yourself as a procrastinator. Instead of using the name to research ways to counteract, you lean in to being late to events, missing deadlines, and being a poor performer. Doing right would be, oh, I'm a procrastinator. How do I combat that? Because I don't want to make people wait because I'm late, or to be a poor performer. I've done it, neighbor. I've looked it up, and there it was in a book on breaking habits of procrastinating. There are quick tips online. There's videos to watch. There's even frequencies to listen to. So yes, you can be right in saying, I didn't finish it because I was procrastinating. Or you could do right and check yourself when you're feeling like you're procrastinating. There are other things like addictions and mental health issues. I hear you, neighbor. You can't change everything. If you have a mental issue, you got a mental issue. You are right, but you can do right by going to a mental health professional and getting tools to help you manage your illness. And that tool could be pharmaceuticals or it could be different practices. But here comes the hard part. It's easy to be right. All it requires is for you to point out the facts. But to do right takes a little discipline. It means you have to have those hard conversations with yourself when you're tripping. Like, do I really need another cookie? Am I really gonna sit here and keep scrolling when I know I have work that'll be due tomorrow? Am I gonna allow myself to spin out when I have tools to recognize my triggers? Shout out to the episode on triggers. I think that's a good place for us to stop today, neighbor. Your homework is to revisit the triggers episode if you need to, but I want you to focus in or identify the areas in your life where you've settled for being right instead of doing right. Leave your thoughts and comments on IG or the Facebook page, and we can chat real time about it. Well, I'll see you next time when we talk about accountability. Thank you for joining me this week. You know the neighborhood is better because you're in it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. It's at Yo Nosy Neighbor, and that's at YoNoseyNeighbor. If you love the show, leave comments so that I can continue to bring you content. You know I love you more.